This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You have a story for me?
Yeah. Since we're doing double podcasts today and we try to take a little break between, mm-hmm. I went to the cafe around the corner and I got a hard cider and they filled it literally overflowing. And it was a glass taller than my head. So I didn't want to waste it because it was like $7. So I just drank the whole thing in about 20 minutes. And okay. That was about 10 minutes ago. So
you're about to be fucked up.
I mean, we'll see. I've got a little LaCroix here.
To level you out.
You know, to help bring me down.
Sure.
But if I sound crazy, I just want you to know that's why and not because I'm actually crazy.
And if I sound crazy, it's because I'm extremely weak and have not eaten any food.
Yeah,
because
you should eat an entire big size bag of gummy bears.
Also that.
I think we might have a problem, my dude.
It's fine. This is going to be a fun one.
Hit that theme song!
Punch it!
It's time for
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Hi!
Hello.
Isn't that a good theme song?
No.
I don't know why I'm asking the audience questions as if they can answer.
Go on, respond. It's like Dora the Explorer. Just like, isn't it?
Isn't that the good theme song?
Isn't it? I agree.
Yeah, talk to your radios as you're driving to work this morning.
Scream. I already said yes.
My name's Miel Bredo.
And I'm Dimmy Dijuibe. Welcome to another episode of Punch Up the Jam.
If you're new here, hi, welcome.
Hello,
if you're
hi.
Old here, I'm really sorry you have to hear this every episode.
Yeah, too bad. Skip forward.
What we do, we take a cool or bad song.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it. We figure out what's going on in there, at least to the best of our abilities, because
sure.
We are both very dumb.
So dumb.
And then we try to make it better at the end by debuting our punch-ups.
Yeah, we fix it. Here's a fun fact about the song we're doing today.
Uh-huh.
Miel does not know it.
I don't.
Yeah.
Demi picked this one.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, bud, are you sure that's famous enough to do? I Googled it. It was number one.
I don't know that it's famous enough. It's number one for what?
It was one of the biggest hits of 1989.
That makes sense. This sounds like a quintessential 80s song.
Really?
Yes. Every part of it. Anyway, I'll play and you'll be like, oh, okay. I could see how every single person in the 80s would like this.
Sure.
First of all, let me just say that this song was suggested by a listener,
Brock Harper.
Yeah, so shout out.
Shout out!
And I'm glad that you mentioned this song, because I was going through the emails people sent and was like, all right, I want to find a good one.
And if you haven't heard, our email is punchupthejam@gmail.com if you got a suggestion.
And I got to this one, and I was like, why does that sound familiar? And then I played it, and I was like, oh, yeah. And then I was like, this is a great song, but I looked in the lyrics, I was like, oh yeah, what
ooh,
is this?
I'm so excited.
this
is
yes.
Just like the Crash Into Me episode, except I get to be you.
Yes, and
also
this is a good song.
I really was hard pressed to find any fun facts about this tune online.
Nothing fun to say about this song.
I feel like it might have been like a Fast and Furious type hit, you know, where it like burned bright, like Live Fast, Die Young, Bad Girls Do It Well type
sure.
situation. But what I did find is that Roxette, the band, is a Swedish pop duo.
Mm-hmm.
So already I'm like, go on.
Right.
That this was one of the most successful singles of 1989, which I believe I already said. But I did not say that I was born in 1989. So I'm like, okay.
You came out to this song.
Good year. Well, as I said, I think in a previous episode, I actually came out saying, hit me with those Phil Collins drums.
You did say that last
right.
week.
So I also could talk when I came out of the womb. I was very advanced. I had full set of teeth. It was very creepy. And then the only other fun fact I found is that this was originally a hit in Sweden, which makes sense. They're from
yeah.
Sweden. And became an international hit when an American exchange student returned from Sweden.
No.
And urged the Minneapolis radio station KDWB to play the song.
That sounds fake.
It sounds super fake. I could not fact check it because, like, what are they going to be like? Minneapolis exchange student, like Josh Raffers or something. Like, I can't find
yeah.
the person's name. But supposedly that is how the song became popular, which really makes me sad for the loss of radio. RIP.
Rest in peace to radio.
Yeah, that's about
it. All we have is podcasts now. We could stop it, but we thrive on it.
I want to make some money.
We are, yeah, that's why you get into podcasting, of all the things. It's the dollars.
Which reminds me, please send us some money.
Just throw it in a mailbox. We'll find it. Yeah, this song is a fantastic Swedish song. You can hear the Sweden in their accents.
Oh, really?
But it's completely English, which is very funny to me that it was big in Sweden and then came over here. Also, Roxette made Listen to Your Heart, which I think came out
I know that song.
Before this song. So I'm also just like, why was it big in why did they have to have it come across the pond for everyone to be like, oh.
That casts a shadow of doubt on my little tidbit.
It feels like the This Is Your Cousin Marvin Berry of like real music stories.
What? I don't know what that means.
The you know, from Back to the Future, like, it's your cousin, Marvin Berry. Like, he's the one that made the sound famous. Yeah.
Right.
Like, this kid was just like, yeah, I was just across the pond in Sweden. I got this tape. Put it on the radio. And they're like, yeah, we'll see. And then it's, like, incredible.
Is it incredible?
It's very good. It's not incredible. I will say it's such a great song. It uses, like, a lot of layered synthesizer. But it also... The lyrics are nonsense.
Really?
Yeah, I will just I will just play it from the beginning, the first clip.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Oh, the Friends theme.
Yeah, it's the Friends. This is the
I know this
up
song
the Friends theme.
From the movie Friends show.
Yeah, the famous movie.
Why did he count the beat in when the song already started?
And then the lyrics start the very next part.
I'm okay off the top. That's the Friends theme.
It is.
So, I think this predates the Friends theme. I can't be sure on that, but in my opinion, it does.
In your opinion, it does. And I gotta go with your opinion.
I'm gonna keep bringing this opinion back because it serves me very well. I love to lie. That's okay. I'm not gonna blame them for ripping off the Friends theme if the Friends theme came out after this, but at the very least, I can't really hear anything other than that up front.
Friends theme came out in 1995.
Right, so Friends theme people, Rembrandts. They ripped off Roxette.
Just like the real Rembrandt also ripped off Roxette.
Oh my god, right, the famous painter.
Yes.
From Croatia.
Sure.
Second thought, and I see a lot of people misuse this, and it is a small pet peeve of mine. When you count off 1, 2, 3, 4, that's usually before the beat's been established, and you're trying to tell the fellow members of your band, hey guys, on one, that's when we're going to start playing.
Yes.
I mean, it makes sense. It's pretty self-explanatory. So when people count off when the music's already started, I'm a little bit like,
it's for the style.
No, we know when you're coming in. You're coming in on the one of the next bar. Like, we got that. You don't need to be like, and one and a two and I know, it's kind of self-evident.
Right.
But he counted off 1, 2, 3, 4 after the music already started just to continue the music.
Yes.
No vocalizing came in after that.
And it's only two people, so it's just to the other person who's also already playing, presumably.
Then,
it's either for themselves or for the other person.
Just two people.
Yeah.
I did read that the girl, I think, is the predominant singer in this band. But she convinced the guy to sing it because she just thought it was like better for him. And at the time when they made this, he really wasn't singing that much.
Yeah. She sings Listen to Your Heart. And I don't know what the other hit is, but also that one.
I think I want to say his name is Per.
It is.
P-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably saying that wrong. My Swedish, not great.
Look, in your opinion, that's the correct way to say it.
In my opinion, it's right. But other than that, I'm like, okay, this is grooving. What's happening?
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about? Let's get into it. Why? Can you stop it? Why?
Walking like a man, hitting like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam, never been a quitter, tasty like a raindrop, she's got the look.
Okay. I'd say right off the top, my question is, why is he singing like he's whispering secrets under a bridge?
Because he's got secrets to tell.
He's literally like, ugly like a man, stupid like a swimmer. I'm like, oh my god, are you cursing me right now?
It's like Kristen Wiig's impression of Bjork.
Oh yeah, totally.
Walking like a man, swinging like a hammer.
Except he's like really overemphasizing all of the Z sounds.
Walking like a man, hitting like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam, never was a quitter, tasty like a raindrop, she's got the look.
Okay, second thought is, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
No.
But I do know that raindrops aren't particularly tasty.
I don't know.
Tell me,
he said it pretty confidently, like, we all know what that taste is.
Tasty like a raindrop.
Tasty like a raindrop.
He also, like, didn't super pronounce any of the vowel sounds.
Yeah.
His mouth was just like, I really am seeing his mouth, and it was, like, closeder.
Closeder, sure.
It was closeder than, like, the average b-hole.
More closed.
He was, like...
When you say b-hole, butthole?
Well, I don't like to use profanity.
I'm sorry, you're right. I'll censor that when I edit this.
Please do. Boot hole. It really, you can see his mouth and it's just like Closer look. I wish you could see what I'm doing. You have to hold your mouth closed.
This was recorded as if like they could plug all their instruments into something where it's like they'll put on headphones, but then they had to record the vocals and we're like, okay, but our neighbors are gonna be so mad. So just walking like a man, swinging like a hammer, she's a juvenile skit.
You can really like feel him looking over his shoulder.
Yeah.
And then she's got the look. I feel like that was an ad campaign in the 90s. Am I wrong?
She's got the look? It feels like an ad campaign.
I know she's got the urge, Natural Botanicals. Like, I remember that.
Oh, that is.
Oh my God, is that our age difference again?
What is...
We're only 3 years
what
apart.
What are you saying?
Herbal Essences. You don't remember those commercials?
I remember Herbal Essence.
She's got the urge, Natural Botanicals. She's got the urge.
I've never heard this in my herbal life.
She's gonna herbal in the shower. Ready? For another half an hour.
What?
She's got the urge. You don't remember this?
No. For another half an hour.
Yeah. It was huge.
Terrible ad
it
campaign.
Was huge. Herbal essences even still exist
yes.
anymore? People still use herbal
yes.
essences? By the way, total sidebar here. What a weird name for a shampoo.
Herbal essences?
Essences.
It gets the idea across. People are like,
I don't know.
All right,
no,
I'm
feeling is it fucking rosemary shampoo? I don't know what herbal essence is. It the essence of time? Because I don't want that shit in my
it's
hair.
It's the essence of nature, which is all you need to sell any sort of thing that goes on people's body.
But there's a lot of shit in nature. I don't want manure in my hair.
They're not going to call it herbal essences, but not shit.
Come on, you said nature. That's too broad. Decaying bodies
and animals.
They
didn't even say nature. They just said herbal. It's all up to you to determine what herbal means.
Yeah, again, have you ever had like oregano oil when you have a cold? It tastes really bad.
Well, you're not eating the shampoo.
Yeah, but I'm going to smell like it.
Oregano smells great, so I don't know what your problem
not.
Is.
And also, to the listeners, Demi is a tried and true rosemary boy,
that's
so
true.
I feel very betrayed that you just shouted out oregano.
I didn't shout out oregano. I said it doesn't taste bad.
Honestly, let's move on. I'm getting very mad.
Yeah, we'll discuss this on Punch Up the Herb later. Walking like a man, swinging like a hammer.
I'm assuming that means her hips, okay. Although, hard.
Yeah,
that's hard, but okay.
She's a juvenile scam. Never been a quitter.
A juvenile scam makes me think she's either jailbait, which I don't like that term.
No.
Or you're saying that, like, as a youth, she scammed a lot of people by pretending to be, like, a Nigerian prince on emails.
Perhaps.
Okay.
But she's never been a quitter.
That's good for her. That's cool.
Tasty like a raindrop. She's got the look.
I am curious how you know she tastes like a raindrop.
She's tasty like a rent. You just know. You see someone, and they're
like,
oh, I see you. Mm-hmm. Camo pants.
I taste like camo pants.
Yes. Everyone
That's
at home.
Handily the meanest.
Everyone at
thing.
Home just went, yep. Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. Definitely camo pants.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
Why? You know what camo pants taste like?
I'm presuming chewing tobacco and very, very outdated wallets.
Maybe. I can't tell. I've never had them.
But I taste like them.
I don't know.
You're proving my point that you don't know what someone tastes like.
Correct.
It's a weird way to describe somebody.
Mm.
You know what you taste like? Curry.
Thank you. Oh my God. Like yellow curry?
Nah, green curry.
Oh. Mm.
You know how it's like kind of spicy, but in a way.
Yeah,
like...
I know how it's kind of spicy.
You taste like basically bamboo shoots is what I'm saying.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That was very kind of you.
Yeah, I know. Should we move on?
Also, none of those things describe a look.
No, none of that was. Well. Swinging like a hammer if it's her hips. I'm like, okay.
If it's her hips.
Yeah, I might be giving them too much credit there.
You're right. They'll probably clarify what they're talking about in the very next line.
Yeah, for sure. Heavenly above, because heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. I'm going to need you to recite that to me because I couldn't understand a single thing he said through his closed mouth, little butthole mouth.
Heavenly abound, because heaven's got her number when she's spinning me around. Her kissing is a color. Her loving is a wild dog. She's got the look.
Okay. Either they are on some next level poetry shit that I am not woke to, or they didn't fully have a tight grip on English when they wrote this.
I think I still want to say it's after they wrote Listen to Your Heart.
I'm going to say then poetic license. They went nuts on just being like, how can we describe these things in a non-cliche way, which
yeah.
I respect.
Yeah, this was after Listen to Your Heart.
I respect the shit out of it, but I'm also confused.
What's to be confused about?
Tell me again, can I react line by line? Because that's too much at
sure
once.
Sure thing. Heavenly abound.
Sure.
Because heaven's got her number.
See, that's interesting. Does that mean heaven calls you? Hey, what's up? It's God. Just wanted to check in. You look like you're doing good down there. Oh,
yeah.
You ate a hot dog. That
Those
looks
hips
tasty.
Still swinging like a hammer?
Okay, cool. So when you do die, we'll be here. All right.
We call dibs.
It's like your mom. She's like, hey, hi, hon. It's 11:32 on Friday. Just checking in. I've really been missing you this week. You know what I saw? I saw one of those red cars. You know, the flashy ones, those Fuits? What is it? What is it? Hey, hon, what is that car? Fiat. It's a Fiat.
I was going to say, she hangs up, and then you get a second voice. Like, hey, it was Fiat. It was Fiat that I was thinking of. Your dad just told me.
Anyways, I remembered that I once saw one when I was visiting you, and I just thought that was really just a riot. So,
oh, how sweet, Ma.
Give me a call back. But it's from God. It's exactly the same otherwise, though.
Still doesn't know what the car is, despite having complete omniscience.
Yeah, and he's like yelling back to Martin Luther King Jr. or somebody.
Just God and MLK hanging out together.
I mean, in a world, you know.
Not in a world, specifically in heaven.
Well, in some worlds.
Sure.
And then what's the next line?
When she's spinning me around, kissing is a color.
I'm oscillating between liking that and not liking that.
I don't like it. It's like synesthesia for physical sensations.
Yeah, but like it's a little bit why I like it. I'm like, oh, I see what you did. You just twisted it a little bit.
Just tasty like a raindrop, kissing is a color, and then the next line is her loving is a wild dog. It's just a bunch of like similes and metaphors.
They like
don't work.
Well, what I can't tell, either they are like really pushing us as listeners to be like, think about it. Or they just randomly chose words by like throwing a dart at a dictionary and we're like, I don't know, they'll figure it out.
I feel like they felt like what this song is was genius and then I'm not getting it. Like I don't think this was like drawing words out of a hat.
So they were like, yo, this is profound.
Yeah.
See, but that makes me want to be like,
color, like
I kind of like kissing as a color.
I get the sensation behind it, but it is very funny to just have that in this song, which is specifically about the look, and then not tell us what the look is.
I mean, isn't that a little bit like choose your own adventure?
No, it's just, you know, pick your own meaning for what the look is.
Okay, here's a question. Do you kiss with your eyes closed or open?
Closed.
So then I feel like every kiss is the color black because your eyes are always closed.
Sure.
Or like red if you're looking right into light, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, I'm closing my eyes looking at a light. Yeah, it's kind of red.
Just to confirm.
I just had to make sure. Again, I had a full cider before we recorded this. So, you know, maybe it's not. I don't know. I question everything. In my opinion, your eyes are red when you close them.
Oh, my God.
But, I don't know.
When she's spinning me around, kissing is a color. Her loving is a wild
dog. Well, how strong is she?
Dog.
You know, maybe when he says swinging like a hammer, it's her arm swinging and she's extremely strong. She does CrossFit.
It's possible.
Because if she's swinging him around, I haven't seen this man. I'm guessing, based on his voice, he's about 5'7".
He seems very waifish.
Yeah, maybe. So, I'm 5'5". I wouldn't call myself chunky, but I'm a stable girl, size-wise. I don't think I could spin a man around me. I'm not strong enough to do that. Granted, I also have the body type of a jelly bean, but I don't feel like I could do that.
So it's camo pants.
My taste, of course.
Right.
I like the kissing as a color, although I am intrigued. I'm trying to visualize a woman spinning a man around her, like one of those love movies, you know?
Yes.
Or better yet, like a child, like hand to hand, but then she's spinning so fast that the kid's feet are off the ground.
Right. I'm picturing like a cotton commercial.
What? Wait, those are usually just one person.
Okay, now I'm picturing still a cotton commercial.
Wait, just how?
Two-person cotton commercial.
So they're just like waltzing around the house?
I don't know. I'm seeing two white people in dresses spinning around in a field, and then literally just the text cotton is above their faces.
God, good point. We should punch up a cotton commercial.
I cannot. How? How could you fix what's perfect?
True. And then what's the last line?
Her lovin' is a wild dog. She's got the look.
Well, you know, that makes me think she has rabies. And that is a little scary, but also exciting.
She's got a bunch of rabies. She's got the rabies.
It reminds me of the dog from Stand By Me.
Don't know.
Oh, come on. The Sick Nuts.
I haven't seen it.
Wait, what? Yeah. Again, not a movie podcast, but Stand By Me.
It's on the list.
I think it's a great movie.
One day when I'm like, I want to see some kids see a dead body, then I'll watch it.
Honestly, surprisingly, not that big of a part of the movie.
Oh, never mind then.
Sorry.
It's off the list.
Gotta get your fix somewhere else.
It's off the list.
Okay, so love like a wild dog. If I'm actually trying to understand that,
her loving is ferocious.
Or feral. You know what I mean?
Or feral.
Like, is she brought fleas home? She gave me scabies. I don't know what it means.
She brought a bunch of fleas home. She's got the look.
Sidebar, have you ever had fleas?
No.
Ooh, real bad. Real bad.
I would bet. It doesn't seem pleasant.
I once had an apartment that got infested with fleas, and I found out because they were crawling all over my body.
Mm.
Yeah, so if that's how she's a wild dog, I'm going to say deal breaker, personally. She gave me fleas. I got to go.
Maybe it's like she humps his leg.
Oh, that's kind of, well, I don't know. Is that cute?
No.
No, that's kind of weird, right?
Kind of.
I mean, see, the thing is, I'm a girl. So, like, if a girl did that to me, I'd be like, cute. If a guy did that
to me,
if a
girl humped your leg.
But, like, in a fun way.
What's the fun? I cannot think of a single context where anyone I know humping my leg, I'd be like, ha, 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 nice.
Like,
I'd just be like, what?
Like,
stop.
It was like a fun bit.
I cannot see a bit in which my leg gets humped where I come out of it going, that was cool.
Listen, I'm not trying to tell you to live your life, but I am trying to tell you you haven't lived.
You are trying to tell me how to live my life, then.
Is that the last part of that line?
Of that line, yeah.
Love like a map.
Her loving is a wild dog, which he repeats very wild dog.
Is he pretending to be the dog saying it?
Maybe.
This is how a dog would say wild dog. Wild dog.
Yeah. Dogs have deeper voices than people.
Of course. Have you ever seen the big dog logo?
Yes.
That's a big dog.
You're right. It's in the title, too.
And then, does he end it with she's got the look again?
Yes. Every verse ends with she's got the look.
I would just love to know what her look is.
Maybe we'll see that in the chorus. She's got the look.
La 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 la. That did not fit into the rest of the airtime.
No.
Wow, okay. I don't mean to like dominate the airtime here. I feel like I'm talking so much more.
Well, yeah, you're the one that doesn't know the song.
Well, I really like that hook. That's yeah. Really interesting to
She's
me.
She's got the look.
I like how they're taking turns, and I like that melody change. That la 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 did not work for me. And the way he's like, you can just ever so slightly hear his accent when he says look every time.
She's look. Got the look.
It's like Luke.
Look.
Like a little bit.
She's got the look.
It sounds like ABBA, you know, when you can kind of hear that they're Swedish and you're yeah. Like, what's happening here? But the one thing that really stood out to me was the second line he said.
What in the world?
What can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? What yeah. Did he say?
What in the world could make a brown-eyed girl turn blue when everything I'll ever do, I'll do for you?
Oh, so she's sad.
Yeah.
See, in my mind, I was like, whoa, wait, I'm sorry. Is the look that her eyes changed color? Because that's crazy.
That is insane. And what could make a girl's brown eyes turn blue?
I mean, listen.
Like surgery?
I have heard people claim that that happened to them. But they're also like low-key crazy people.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's
possible. Seems like a cool thing, though, but also an intense change.
I mean, I'll say that, like, I have blue eyes, and definitely, depending on the lighting and or, like, if I've been crying, my eye color does change. But, like, from maybe greenish-blue to grayish-blue to bluish-blue. They don't change to brown. That's a big jump.
Yeah. Maybe it's, like, they're light brown, but they're really hazel, but they look brown.
Yeah. Some people have that, like, just so ever... so poopy shown.
Yeah, some of y'all got poop eyes.
Yeah, poopy.
You
little,
know if you have poop eyes.
It's like the Pantone between emerald and poop. That one.
Yes.
And so in certain light, it looks really radiant green. And in other light, it looks like very poopy brown.
Mm-hmm.
Which I say with love, I wish I had brown eyes. So, you know, don't get on my back about brown eyes. Well, whatever. It's fine. They're cute.
But now I'm realizing if this song is about her being blue, then what's all this other shit?
I think it's a throwaway.
It's just like, what can make this girl sad?
Yeah.
I hope nothing. Anyway, she's got the look.
Yeah, like nothing can make her sad because I would do anything for her. And she's real hot, but I'm not going to tell you how.
And I go, la, 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 la. She's got the look.
Can you imagine for a second someone saying that to you?
What?
Saying la, 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 la to you.
I'd be like, what? What does that mean?
Yeah, it would be kind of disconcerting, right?
Yes, extremely disconcerting.
Huh, interesting. Okay. And I go, la, la, la. Why do you go? And I go.
That's way worse. If someone did that to me, I'd be like, I know what that means, and please step away.
You know what? Oh, this is gross. I shouldn't say it.
Say it!
Maybe the la, la, la is referring to, like, a sexual act he's doing.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Cunnilingus?
That's what I was referring to. I wasn't going to say it, because I'm...
Cunnilingus?
My brand is now very... clean, family-friendly
humor. Right, very PC. You wouldn't say cunnilingus. Me, I would say cunnilingus. I'd say it five times.
I wouldn't say it. What I would say is the private stuff that a man and a woman do when they love each other very much.
Sure. Cunnilingus.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Or, well, that's the fifth time, so.
Or if he had gone, and I go, it could have been motorboating.
Oh, sure.
Or raspberries.
For my not a sexual for my act.
Hey, don't kink shame. Don't you kink shame.
I guess, yeah, everything's a sexual act. I will kink shame that.
I like the music, though.
Yeah.
Although, again, Rembrandt's ripped this off. What the hell?
I feel like, does it still sound like Friends?
Every time that guitar comes in.
Bam, 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 bam. I mean, I guess. Bam, 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 bam.
It's not. I mean, obviously the notes and the key are very similar, but it's kind of the tone and texture of the guitar that I'm like, yo, that's like identical.
It really does feel similar.
Grant,
say that.
I think probably a lot of music on this era sounded the same, so I'm not going to like be too hard on it.
Nope,
but
no one did it like Roxette.
Which is a band I learned about today.
Yeah. Iconic. I had to cut out that interstitial where it's like the guitar punctuating the little synth thing. I like it.
I can't not think about the Phil Collins compressed drums now when we're doing 80s songs and I'm hearing the super compressed drums. I'm like, Phil Collins did that.
Yeah.
Sounds really good, though. I
think
still like
Phil
them.
Collins' influence reached all the way to Sweden. How?
From England, so far.
So far. Fire in the eyes, naked to the tip on as a lover's disguise.
Banging on the head, drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Whoa. I am shook by that low harmony.
Fire in the ice.
That wait, you sound like you're in Game of Thrones right now.
Fire in the ice, naked to the T-bone.
Can you play that again? That was like beautiful. I want to hear that again. Fire in the ice, naked to the T-bone as a lover's disguise. Banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look.
And then a little boom at the end.
I really like this.
It's good.
I like this.
It's a good song.
I don't know anything he said.
Yeah, no, because I think the reason he's singing it so low is like, don't focus on the words. Listen to the cool music we're making.
It's like, don't look down, don't look down, don't look down, don't look down.
Because the words, again, are nonsensical.
What did he just say?
Fire in the ice, naked to the T-bone is a lover's disguise, banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull, she's got the look.
I don't even know if we should begin to try to understand that, because that don't make no sense.
All right, there's fire in the ice.
It's okay, gonna melt again, the ice. I just said Game of Thrones, but I will say it again. Game of Thrones.
It's a Game of Thrones ref.
They called it. George R.R. Martin. Is that his name? It sounds wrong now. George R.R. Martin fucking ripped off Roxette.
It's George is Martin. Thank you very much.
He ripped him off. Song of Fire and Ice. Give Roxette some writing
song
credit.
Song of Fire in the Ice. Naked to the T-bone is a lover's disguise.
Wait, okay, just really quick, I'm an idiot. A T-bone only refers to like maybe some like character in a movie and or the steak, right?
I have to assume.
Is there another meaning for T-bone that I'm not aware of?
I don't think so.
So naked to the did he think the T-bone was a bone in your body? Like
it's
your
possible.
Collarbone or something? He was like,
maybe,
you know, your T-bone.
Maybe it's a nickname for the trombone. Naked to the trombone.
Sure. Or you know what? Trumbo callback. Let's not do that again.
I don't get it.
Okay. T-bone doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Unless that's like a really fun nickname he has for like, I'm trying to think of a bone that starts with T. Tailbone? Like you're naked except your tailbone's exposed. You have a compound fracture.
Yeah.
And then what's the next line?
Is a lover's disguise. So
oh,
naked
so
to the
disguise.
T-bone is a lover's disguise.
Sure.
So when they're loving, she gets naked.
Nah, dude. She's eating a T-bone steak naked. And that's her disguise.
Naked, but only she's got a few T-bones on her.
Yeah,
covering up her.
She just ate a lot of steak. She ate 400,000 calories of steak, and she's just covered in bones.
That explains why she's banging on the head drum.
Because she's like, get this steak out of my
body. She's like, I ate too much fucking steak. This was a mistake. Pun not intended.
Did you say steak? The head drum. I don't know what a head drum is.
Is that the lead drum?
Phil Collins episode, but is that a drum
that you hit with your head?
Yeah.
With your dick head?
Well, you know, Phil Collins might.
Phil Collins would.
Again, this is all referencing the Phil Collins episode.
I don't know. Banging on the Hedra. I have no clue what that is supposed to mean.
Hedra might be a drum. I just don't know about. Again, then, I am very stupid.
I don't think it is a drum. Like, I mean, there's hand drums.
Maybe it's the, you know what it is?
What?
It's the boss of all the other drums.
Yeah. The leader of the drums.
Yeah. She's like, this one I'm going to hit on, and then all the other drums have to follow suit.
You got, staff drums, head drums, everywhere in between on the run.
Story editor drums.
Yes. Executive co EP of drums.
And then the next line.
Shaking like a mad bull.
That makes me think she's like about to charge at you. And you're maybe like shaking a cloth in front of her face. And she's like, no, not red, not red, not red.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's, you know, again, I'm no kink shamer. That's the look, though. The look is looking like a feral dog meets a wild bull.
I clipped out this part, the acapella of this part specifically, because the thing they do where they scream head drum and then make a sound during the bull part is very funny to me.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear it.
Banging on the head drum.
Head drum.
Head drum.
It reminds me of the B-52s in a way.
Yeah. Love Shack, baby.
And then you got.
A lovin' is a wild dog.
That's a low voice.
Wild dog.
Is that the same singer? He's doubling his own vocal?
I think it is.
Wow, that guy's got a huge range if that's him. That's
killing
it.
That's
crazy.
Good on you, Pear.
Can't believe he was shy to sing.
Shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look.
Oh my. Can you play the song now? I want to hear if you can hear it in there.
Yeah.
Fire in the eyes, naked to the T-bone as a lover's disguise. Banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look.
Not really.
It's very faint.
That is, can you play the isolated vocal again?
Shaking like a mad bull, she's scared to me.
That's not even what a bull sounds like.
Not even a little bit.
It sounds like he's like recovering after a really rough sneeze.
Yeah.
He's like.
He's like, just turn it into something. And they're like, we like that.
Yeah, just keep it in there.
One of those happy accidents.
Man, I love that you're able to find isolated vocals for this stuff.
Yeah.
It is so funny.
It is great. Also, something we didn't address, T-bone does not rhyme with head drum.
If you say it weird.
T-bone. Hedron.
Yeah, it works.
Do they say it weird? Because I feel like I could tell instantly that it is not a rhyming line.
I mean, none of that rhymed.
Fire in the ice kind of rhymes with lover's disguise, but anyway.
I mean, frankly, I'm so dumb that the fact that someone's capable of writing in a language that's not their native language, I will give them all of the free passes in the world. I'm like, that's
like
crazy.
You do it once and I'm like, wow, you do it a second time, you better not fuck it up.
I wrote a rap in French in high school for my assignment. We got to make our own final and I was like, yo, I'm gonna go nuts.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to write a full rap song all in French. I remember about two lines and it was
drop them.
Je m'appelle Eliel et je suis ici pour dire si tu veux le faire. I can't remember this part. I remember je m'appelle Eliel is.
Your name is Eliel.
Oui. Et je suis ici pour dire si tu veux le faire. Tu shit. I don't remember the last part. Anyway, my point is, I'm proving it right now. It was very hard.
Yeah.
It was super hard, and it wasn't good. I think what I was trying to say is like, yo, I'm here, my name is Miel, and I'm here to say, if you want girls, you gotta be harder to read. But what I think I actually said was like, I call myself Miel, and I'm here to say to, if you want the girl, you must be more difficult to read books. You know what I mean?
Pretty good.
It's not great. I will say, it's good.
I've heard worse French raps.
Maybe even great. Maybe that is great rap.
I won't say it's good, but I'll say it's great.
Just not really great.
Sure.
You know.
Fair enough.
So you're in English. You're a Swedish band. It's fine with me.
Okay.
I don't know what T-bone means. I think you went to an Outback Steakhouse and you're like, we got to work this in.
Yeah, take all your clothes off at this Outback.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Bang on their head drum.
I want some Bloomin' Onions on those nips.
You know. Don't make the sounds. Don't make the sounds. I love this part, actually. Sway into the band, moving like a hammer. She's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean. Kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look.
Ugh.
They have them moving like a hammer line, or just something else like
not
a hammer.
Swinging.
No.
She was swinging before, now she's moving.
Yeah, well, she was hitting before.
Dude, you know what I bet it actually is?
What?
Again, I'm trying to be like PC family friendly content right now, but I think this is referring to doing it. I think it's like the motion of a hammer going up and down. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I think it is.
Tasty like a ring. Oh.
Yeah.
When she's spinning me around, kissing. Oh.
She's
yeah.
doing some reverse cowgirl.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue?
I'll tell you what.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yes, right.
She's got a belt around the. Oh.
Yeah. I think we cracked this one.
Damn, y'all freaky, Roxette.
I'm just saying.
Roxette.
You do have to put on the red light. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I like the red light.
I was just about to say, we got to start a new segment called Is This Song About Sex or Drugs?
I mean, true, though.
And this would be the first, like, is this about drugs? No, it's about fucking.
It's about sex. Although the wild dog part, I'm like, that sounds like a strain of crack or something.
What's the look?
The look is the look that she wants to bone. She's got the look. And then, like, parenthetical, in her eyes.
She's got the look in her eyes of wanting to fuck.
She's giving me the look. Like, full, hey.
Yeah, full title. Hmm.
This is the look. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
I don't know. That's that look. That looks like a... Did you see what that guy just did?
It's the same look.
Oh. Gotta be very confusing.
Oh, yeah. You're like, hey, wait. You want to have sex right now in this packed movie theater?
Are you pointing at the guy that just started yelling in the middle of the movie?
Hey, you know what? I'm just going to pull a Roxette here and say, you decide.
You got the look.
I want to say musically, I think it's really cool how that's just one verse broken into two pieces, right?
Well, this is the second verse.
Yeah, but it's all the same one.
Oh,
still.
Yes, yeah.
So the first half has heavily featured this super low harmony.
Yeah.
And then the second half, it's still in there, but it's mixed way quieter, and then the higher harmony is more featured.
Right.
I like little things like that. That's cool.
It's good.
It keeps my ear entertained. It's like a little tasty chocolate chip, but for my ear hole. And then... The wet sand thing.
Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand.
Okay, here's what I'll say. I am so tired of sex on the beach imagery, because if you've ever had sex on the beach, you know that is not fun.
It doesn't seem fun.
That is super gross. But I do really appreciate that they mentioned wet sand, because I feel like every sexy time you think about like sex on the beach or someone references it, they don't say wet sand. They make it sound like it's just like this easy breezy like... non-invasive sand that's like warm to the touch. But if you're freaking on a beach, if you're getting your freak on a beach,
fucking,
I'm not, see, I'm PC now.
Sure.
It's gonna be wet and cold and gross and probably smell like seaweed.
Yeah.
That's like, let's be real. That's not gonna be fun. That's gonna be crusty and painful, and it's gonna basically become a pearl in your beehole.
But they didn't say loving at the ocean or kissing on the wet sand. They just said loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand.
Maybe what they mean to say is that, you know what, I'm actually not going to dissect this because it gets too gross. Maybe they're referring to, like, bodily functions. That's what I was going to say.
Loving, like, when we're fucking, you get real wet. And when we're kissing, you get all sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
She's got the look for that.
Mm-hmm. You can tell that girl's got sandy kisses just by looking at her.
Oh, you can tell. Look at those lips. Those are sandy kissing lips.
Do you feel like if you had just started seeing a girl and you described kissing her as if it was wet sand, that would be a nice thing to say?
No, it wouldn't go over well.
No, she'd be like, yo, you're not so hot yourself, Mr. fucking laryngitis. Wait, that's not what I meant to say.
Halitosis?
That's the one.
Yeah.
What's laryngitis?
Like strep throat? Or
I mean, I guess
throat.
It could be that, too.
It's not that, but it's something similar. Don't email us.
I mean, I think this is crazy. This song is wild.
This song is wild.
I'm here for it. What next?
Next is the chorus. She's got the look. She's got the look. She's got the look. She's got the look. What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do it for you.
Man, that la la really throws me.
Yeah.
That's not, to me, that doesn't feel like how it's supposed to go.
Well, it is. I have it, the acapella of this, if you would like to hear that.
Are you kidding? Of course I'd like to hear that. She's got the look. She's got the look. She's got the look. She's got the look. What in the world can make a brown eyed girl turn blue? Ooh, those harmonies are tight.
Yeah.
Also, loving how she's putting, like, an on the top of every line.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
Yeah.
Also, you can really hear the accent on her. Mm-hmm. Luke.
Luke!
Hey, do you listen to ABBA at all?
Yeah.
Every now and again, you forget they're Swedish, and then they say something that you're like tonight, and you're like, oh, wait, no.
You can hear it a lot on Fernando, I think.
Yeah.
Fernando.
That's so cool, man.
And then it goes into a long instrumental, which I did clip out because it fucking...
I want to hear it. It probably rips.
It does. It is so weird they have that fake out drum solo near the end and then just like nothing and then like a tiny drum solo comes back in.
I got nothing to say about it that's negative.
True.
That makes me feel like, oh my God, Chad just invited me to his barbecue and it's the day school gets out and I'm so excited because I love corn.
What?
I don't know. It just feels like that's the soundtrack for that.
I feel like I'm in a dive bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just here in dive bar.
I once went to a dive bar in Virgil Village back before it was a trendy gentrified neighborhood, and I tried to go to a bar, and I handed my ID to who I thought was the bouncer, and then within seconds of handing it to him, realized he was just a man sleeping in front of the bar, and I got it back. And that was the whole story.
Oh. I was like, and then he kept your ID?
I got it back.
Like a man, hitting like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam. Never was a quitter, tasting like a raindrop, she's got the look.
Tasting like a raindrop, drop.
Wow, that really sounded like there was delay on your voice.
Thank you.
I wish I could sing like this.
You can, just train yourself.
You know, actually, this is true, fun fact. You can infinitely work your, well, not infinitely, I'm being dramatic. You can pretty intensely work your vocal range to get higher. Because higher notes are the process of making your vocal cords smaller,
mm-hmm.
whereas lower notes are making them larger. So if your vocal cords are a certain size, you can't really go much below that baseline size. Like maybe a little bit you can kind of practice hitting your true low that's probably lower than what you're comfortable singing, but you can't actually like really make your range much lower than it is. But you can pretty much go higher if you train and train and train. You can really stretch your vocal range. And I just feel like that's really unfair. I want to have a deep Barry White voice.
Sorry.
Can you imagine if I was like, hey, man, I can't do
it
at all.
Hello, everybody.
See, that's not fair. You can do that.
No, it's not that deep.
I can do this.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, wow.
It's me, Barry White. Welcome.
The thing is, that still sounds like just you can hear you in it.
No, that'd be like if it's like, welcome to Bandamaneer.
But I'm just saying, like, there's a little part of it where I'm like, that's Miel's voice.
No, I want to disappear into it. I want you to be like, oh my God, Miel's gone. Whose voice is that? And I'll never be able to because my vocal cords are too thin and petite.
Oh, hello, Darth Vader without the machine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, never mind. Hello, starving fat Albert.
You nailed that so hard and so fast.
It helped that you said hey with it.
Hey, everybody.
It sounds like a ghost.
Hey.
Sounds like if Fat Albert was like a pedophile?
Okay, well, now you're just being rude to voices.
What?
Some people have voices like that. It doesn't mean they like to ogle children.
Okay, well.
I'm just saying that Pear, if I am saying his name correctly, of the famous band Roxette.
Yeah.
He can go real gravelly with his voice and it sounds super silly.
He can.
Do it again.
Like a man, like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam. Never was a quitter, tasting like a raindrop, she's got the look.
Like you can... You can almost hear his vocal fry.
Yeah.
He's like, looking like a man.
Like a raindrop.
She's got the look.
Never was a quitter.
It sounds like he's trying to sound really cool when he talks into a fan.
Yes.
I feel like I've said that before, but that is a very specific sound and he's doing it again.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's nailing it.
He's
got
great.
The sound.
He's got the sound.
He's got the sound.
She's doing it now?
Yeah.
She's singing it about herself?
I don't think they are in a... I don't think they're a couple, so presumably not.
No, he...
Oh, and she goes...
Yeah.
Maybe.
When did that
well,
stop?
Well, no, because he says she's got the look at the end, so maybe it's like they're fucking and she's going, na-na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
But then she says she's got the look. Is that supposed to be like...
Doesn't he say she's got the look?
She just said it.
Oh.
And also she says nah, and he said la.
Well, he says la 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 la, and she goes na 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 na. Two different things.
I got a lot of questions.
All right, shoot.
Why?
Sweden, man.
Na and la are actually tonally, like, la in Swedish is masculine.
Sure.
And na is actually feminine.
Hmm.
So that's the actual answer.
Hmm.
Did that sound convincing?
No.
Because that was totally made up.
It did sound a little convincing, and then I was like, you are not telling the truth.
It's just my opinion.
Okay, you're right. You're right. She's telling the truth, guys. It just happens to be by opinion.
I like that she got a say. I feel like so many of these songs, a girl never gets to talk.
Keep in mind, the trivia about this song was that they wrote it specifically for him to sing because she's saying everything else.
I'm not trying to call out Roxette as being like, there's no female representation, because obviously it's like predominantly a female-fronted group. I'm just saying that how many songs are written about women? Like, how many of the classic songs of all time are written about women?
All of them.
And then how many of the female songs are in the same way written about men?
Just Fernando.
Right. Like, there's not like, for every like, you know, Rosanna, or like Layla, I don't know how to say that one, or it's like Layla. Sweet Caroline or whatever. There aren't even half as many
it's
women.
Just Fernando.
Being like, Alexandro. Okay, that one actually is real. That's Lady Gaga. But everybody else, there's not like a ton of hits being like, Peter, Pumpkin Eater. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Did I just sing that to Karma Chameleon? I think I did.
You did. He comes and goes. He comes and goes.
I just feel like if you write a whole song about somebody, they should get at least one line, which I know would ruin all songs, but I just personally want that.
I don't know if... I would love to hear some of these songs where they, by law, have to let the person sing a line on the song.
I mean, I'm like policing art right
Rosanna!
Now.
Rosanna!
Hey,
what?
She's like, hey, it's me, Rosanna. Just wanted to say, I approve this message.
Hello, everybody. The song's about me, Rosanna.
She gets like a feature on the bridge.
Yeah.
She's like, my name's Rosanna, and I'm here to say I like this song. Toto's pretty good.
I have always said that Toto needed more rap breakdowns.
Honestly, same.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we see eye to eye on
she
this
can
issue.
Be like that song that Katy Perry does, E.T., where it has Kanye in the middle with the worst verse of all time.
Well, you just named E.T., but you did not mention...
Dark Horse,
Dark
Juicy
Horse.
J.
Thank you. I was like, is it called Dark Horse?
Because look, they're competing for worst feature.
Dark
but...
Horse, Juicy J, or you did not mention Swish Swish featuring Nicki Minaj.
I didn't know Nicki was on that.
It's the only good part of that song, but we'll get to that in another episode.
I heard part of the song and I was like, I don't want to hear this, so I never looked into it deeper.
Don't look into it deeper until we do that episode.
I don't want to listen to it ever.
I'm going
to
make you.
Fine. Next clip.
She's
I clipped that out just because it's a different... She gets to go higher.
More like she's got the range.
She's got the range.
She's got the look! That's really high. I just had to try it to find out. It's really high.
You didn't see this at home, but Miel just leaned back to hit that note.
She's got the look! It's really high.
Yeah.
Also because she's... You want a little singing? I've talked a lot about singing today. You want to know some more about singing?
Please, hit me with the song facts.
You have a couple different registers in your voice, you know?
Sure.
They're commonly referred to as chest.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the singing he's doing in this song. Or like, if I were to sing like, do you ever feel like a plastic bag? That's like originating in my chest. It's my chest voice. Then you have your head voice, which is like, you know, the high notes in Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia. It's like a thinner voice that's kind of coming out like right from behind your nose, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have a lot of professionals advocating kind of a combination of the two called a mix. And that is what, like, most theater people will sing in, because it doesn't hurt your chest or your head voice. You can kind of get a rich sound all the way through both ranges, right?
Yes.
What she's doing is called pulling chest. She's singing in her chest voice, but way high up, which you can do, but it will eventually give you vocal notes. A lot of fun facts here. I learned that in college.
Damn, the sacrifices Roxette makes for our entertainment.
I mean, play it again. You can hear. It's, like, almost yelling.
Yeah.
That's high in that full range voice.
Worth it.
That's crazy.
I agree.
Honestly, what's this girl's name?
Marie.
Marie, girl.
Nailed it.
You know what you did. I hope you didn't get vocal notes after this.
She might. Who can say?
You know, there's surgery for that.
Oh, then not a problem.
Yeah, but it can take away your ability to sing.
But she'll get the notes?
I mean, it depends. Okay, vocal notes come from your voice, your chords slapping together and creating calluses. I mean, I don't know if this is interesting. I personally think it's interesting.
Then say it.
So you can get them a variety of ways. Pulling chest, you can get them. It's kind of complicated, but you can also get it like from a glottal stop, which is like try saying a vowel sound, like singing a vowel sound without putting like a soft H on the top.
Oh.
Yeah. So imagine singing that like higher. If you're like, oh, and there was genuinely no H sound at all.
Yeah.
Or like A or like E. So
no, I know the vowels.
Sometimes Y. That's your vocal cords slapping together to make that sound, which is why any like professionally trained singer will put like a soft H on the top of all vowel sounds. So like, and I, like you're going to get an H in there. So you're not just hitting it hard on the vowel.
Right.
Because eventually when you hit them enough, you have to get a callus removed so you can continue like controlling your voice. A lot of singers, well, Kelly Clarkson, Adele, a ton of singers. If you Google vocal note surgery, you'll find like massive amounts of very famous singers who don't sing with like quote unquote proper technique. And so they get vocal notes and just have to get them removed. But every time you get that surgery, it's risky. You could literally lose your ability to make noise. Isn't that crazy?
That is a little crazy.
Learn proper technique, people! Roxette doesn't have it, I guess. But, I mean, it's good for this. Maybe she only did it for this song. Maybe touring, she fucking sung in a mix and it didn't hurt her so much. I don't know.
And it is only this part of this song, because she doesn't go that high on the other parts.
I mean, I think it sounds bomb.
It does. It sounds great. Worth whatever nodes she got.
Yeah, even if it's the bad kind. Just kidding. There's no
She's
good kind.
Got the nodes.
She's got the nodes.
Next clip.
Yeah.
Last clip.
Oh, really? And I go, la, 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 la. Are you kidding?
That's the thing. They do that sudden cut and you're like, oh, the song's over. They come right back. And
oh
it's
my
very
God.
Weird.
Do it again. I love that. And I go, la, 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 la. It's so long! It's so... First of all,
not like just one beat and then... No, no. It's like it takes a... Yeah.
It's that gated reverb, so it's dropping straight off. It's not like resonating throughout that piece. There's genuinely no sound.
Right.
I thought that was fully the end of the song. And then it hangs like a whole two beats longer than I thought it would.
Yes.
I don't know if I've ever heard a song take that long of a break. Like, that's got to rival Dr. Dre, right?
Maybe.
Hey, 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 hey.
Well, that one's a count of six.
Right. How many is this?
Like, three?
Count it. And they go, la, la, la,
la, la. One, two. Three.
Okay, fine, maybe. Was that then the tempo of the song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just weird because maybe. You expect it to come back at a certain point and they're like, no, fuck that. But they
well,
still...
I expect it to come back in after two.
Yeah.
One, two, boom, right there. But they made me wait a whole bar.
Those Swedes, man, they don't do anything normal.
I mean, I don't know about that. IKEA's pretty cool.
Their fish is fucking gelatin. What?
Wait, what is... What is it called? Flisk? Flisk?
What?
Havelflisk? What's it called?
What?
Swedish fish.
They're called Swedish fish.
Oh, I took that too literally. I was like, oh, you know, I've seen that episode of Chef's Table. What's
what?
That called again?
Oh, my God.
There's like a method of like preparing like cold like,
no, I have no idea.
Fish.
I was talking about Swedish fish.
Oh, well, at first I was like, gefilte fish. I was like, that's not a Swedish thing.
No, and it is not.
And I thought you were talking about like how... You know what? I don't remember what it's called. This isn't interesting.
It's called fish. They just call them fish over there.
Oh, it's just all fish.
But they do it.
Fish.
They're like, fish.
Fish. And they say it in that tiny little mouth.
Yeah.
Fish.
All Swedish people have tiny mouths. That's a stereotype we're starting today. Spread the word, everyone.
Tweet at us, hashtag Swedish tiny mouth.
If you meet a Swedish person on the street, be sure to go, what's up, tiny mouth? Until Swedish people countrywide just feel embarrassed about the size of their genuinely normal mouths.
Can I ask a question that's very stupid?
Yeah.
Is Sweden part of what's considered Scandinavia?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm like a large percentage Scandinavian.
Hmm.
Am I Swedish?
You do have the look.
I've got the look?
Yeah.
La la la.
Would you
la,
describe
la?
Your taste as a raindrop? Would you describe your lovin' as a wild dog?
The lovin' is a wild dog for sure, 100% yes.
Hmm.
Taste as a raindrop. If the raindrop had rained down a couple weeks ago and like maybe been in a cup with like what was sangria and then just became straight up moldy fruit and liquor.
Sure.
Then yeah.
If it had a bit of an herbal essence to it.
Precisely.
Great.
Then I think suddenly I feel understood.
Hmm.
This, you know what? I think I am Swedish.
You got the look.
I've got the look.
Congrats.
Natural botanicals. I can't believe you don't know that.
I don't know what the fuck that is. I think you made that
up. Herbal. I can't wait to people just to dog you on Twitter for this.
She's got bitch.
That sounds pretty good.
Thank you.
Demi, you have such a beautiful singing voice. It's such a shame you pursued comedy.
Okay.
I just feel like we're all missing out because of it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry about that. Well, you're in luck because I did the punch-up today, which involves me singing.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's you should wait to hear it.
So wait, that was the end of the song?
That was the end of the song. I do still want to play the song kind of in full, and we can talk over it, because you don't get to hear the song. You just have only heard it in pieces.
I mean, I feel like I'm able to identify verse, chorus, bridge, chorus.
No, yeah, but like this song, I mean, it does the na-na-nas for a while at the end, and then just like does that drop off and comes back with more na-na-nas.
I'm just saying, a lot of pressure to give you a certain reaction.
And there's no reaction that you'll have to give me.
What if I just like it and I'm just closed eyes grooving the whole time?
That's also fun.
Are you going to be disappointed in me?
No, I'm literally expecting nothing.
Okay, put it on. I want to sing along, but I don't know the words.
Look at that cool synth. That count in still is so weird.
In case you can't feel the drum beat, here it is.
She's got the look. Without the lyrics, can't you see this being like the end credits song of some cool 80s movie? She's got the look.
I like it.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue?
That monotone? That's so good. La 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 la. She's got the look. I mean, they did a great job of telling you what the name of the song was.
They really, yeah, you don't forget it.
Although it should have been called She's Got the Look.
I always think it's called She's Got the Look. It sounds like that part of Jungle Boogie.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. She's a miracle man.
Sure. I don't know what that means.
She's got the look. She's got the look. Could make a brown-eyed girl turn blue. When everything I'll ever do, I'll do for you.
Song bangs.
La 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 la.
She's got the look.
He says it so convictively.
She's got the look.
Whoa!
Oh yeah, that's in there too.
Wait, I need to hear that scream again.
And I go la 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 la. She's got the look.
That rivals Hall & Oates, man. That's
almost
a great scream.
Yeah. It's very, listen to this.
This bridge is so whatever.
It's so long, too. And then it sounds like a country song here.
I don't know what's happening here. This is a mess.
It's longer than any of the verses.
Oh, boy. They should have let me produce this, honestly. I'm like, no, this isn't what you're supposed to do here.
Look, everything else is great, but this one part.
Yeah. Wow, it's so low.
You can just feel the hand claps. I've never heard a na 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 without hand claps attached.
I'll ever do, I'll do for you.
Oh, you're nailing that.
And I go la 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 la. She's got the
look. Whoa.
Still going.
Can make you sleep. Nope, that doesn't work for me. It's so long. It's so long.
You wait just until you can feel it and then are like, all right, but
yeah,
for real.
I'm like, this is really awkward. Come back in. Come back in. I should have done that. She's got the look. Oh, it just fades out?
Yes.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Even though they have the drop off, they're just like, that's not how you end a song in the 80s.
The 80s? What were we doing, dude?
It's weird. This song feels like it's so much longer than it is. It is 4 minutes long.
It feels like 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it feels like 4 minutes. I think that bridge really went wrong.
Yeah.
For me, I think we could have done no bridge there. I would rather have no bridge than that bridge.
I agree.
Which was just like, we're just taking a long walk. It's not a particularly eventful one. It's kind of on the side of the highway, but you know, we'll get back to
it. And then when they come back, it's just the same lyrics, you know. So it's not even like you're waiting for a thing.
I don't mind old lyrics. I just wish that they had added another element,
because
they kind of did the tricks with the harmonies already. They showed me the hand, and I was like, all right, well, what are you going to add to this deck? And then they just were like, oh, nothing.
Right.
This is it. We got 7 cards. That's all we're going to have.
You got 7? Yeah.
It's a 7-card game. We're playing Magic the Gathering, baby.
Is that how many hands are cards going in Magic the Gathering the game?
Unless you don't get enough mana to keep playing cards, in which case you'll have more than 7. But then sometimes people play cards that require you to get rid of a bunch of cards if you have more than 7.
I don't know what the fuck that was about.
This one goes out to all my Magic Gathering heads.
Yeah.
Where you at?
Where you at, gatherers?
Come through. LARP with me in my yard. My mom's yard, I should say. I live in a basement. I like that song.
It's a good song.
I think it's a great song.
Yeah.
Dare I say it? A really great song.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Unpunchable. I was like, well, I don't know if you know what we do here.
Other than the bridge, it's a pretty tight pop tune. And that little weird break, that got me kind of horny.
It gives you just enough time to stop listening to the song and go like, oh yeah, I'm horny. And then it comes right back in like, yeah, you are.
What's this feeling? Oh.
That's the look.
Horny. I like it.
It's a good song.
I appreciate being made aware of its existence.
Yes. For the punch-up, I will say that I focused on the thing that I was like, it's weird that you don't describe a look really in this song.
Totally.
So I was just like, well, I'm going to make it so very specifically that you can picture the woman he's talking about.
Yay!
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it. Well, I wonder if I'm going to guess who it is.
I hope you do. I'll just say you know them.
Is it me?
Yeah, I wrote it about you.
And the way what I'm wearing right now?
Tizzy likes some camo pants.
Play your fucking punch up.
Long red hair, swinging in the breeze. Keeps it in a pony so it doesn't reach her knees. Beauty like a princess, she's got the look. An ashy pair of legs, isn't wearing socks. A bunch of swamp mud just spilling out her crocs. A t-shirt with a Shrek joke, she's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world could make a brown-eyed girl turn blue?
Nice harmony.
Some sort of rare disease or outbreak of the flu. But that does not apply to her. She's got the look.
Man, your voice sounds good as hell.
Zoe Greenskirt, part of her persona. Legal name was Janet, but she answers to Fiona. That's another Shrek rap. She's got the look.
Yeah!
Now she's only asking questions about Shrek. Got a bunch of green paint that is covering her neck. Her best friend is a donkey. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world could make a brown-eyed girl see red?
Uh-oh.
Asked if I saw Shrek 2, I said I never had. She's screaming, that's the best damn one. She's got the look.
I cut the big old brick.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Kept that.
Moving so smooth, walking with a swagger. Has a bunch of DVDs of Shrek Forever After tucked into her waistband. She's real in the Shrek.
She's in the Shrek.
She's in the Shrek.
She's in the Shrek.
What in the world could make a brown-eyed girl turn green?
Shrek.
Mike Myers, Cameron Diaz, and Eddie Murphy. She's got a Puss in Boots tattoo. She's in the Shrek.
Yeah.
Oh, I was waiting for it to come back in.
You were right. No.
That's amazing. The whole time I was like, Wait, is he talking about Fiona from Shrek? Yeah, or is this a Shrek Fiona. Fangirl?
Oh. Well, it's who can say?
It's Fiona from Shrek if she was a real person that was also aware of the
Shrek
franchise.
And a fan of the very franchise. No, it's a Shrek fangirl.
Oh, it's a Shrek fangirl named Fiona.
Well, her name is Janet, but she answers to Fiona.
Oh.
That's another Shrek ref.
So you did such a good job mixing the vocals exactly like the real track. That was crazy. At times I was like, is this the real audio?
I was worried that you wouldn't be able to hear the words.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So I missed a couple and I was like, I can't tell if she's an ogre or if she's a Shrek fan.
She's a Shrek fan.
I love that. I've never met a Shrek fan before.
Well, I met one and she's got the look.
She's got the look. Your quote unquote female vocal was...
Thank you.
Impeccable. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I feel like I'm watching you blossom as a singer throughout
no,
the progression of these episodes.
You're really not.
I mean, that the harmonies on that were strong.
Thank you so much.
Those were good.
Thank you.
They were exactly right.
I spent a lot of time on the harmonies. I shouldn't have.
They sounded beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Your voice sounds really good harmonizing with itself, and that's not true for everybody. I'm telling you, I think you really messed up by being a comedian. I think your true calling is just singing. Not playing music, not writing songs, just singing. I think you're a singer.
Yeah,
heart.
Maybe.
Dream sequence. Yeah. It's a podcast. We don't have the budget for that.
Just you imagine the dream sequence.
I loved it.
Thank you.
I thought that was gorgeous and beautiful and amazing, and I loved it.
Oh, thank you so much. Is that the cider talking?
It's been, what, 4 hours?
No.
Okay, maybe it is then.
How long do you think a podcast is?
I don't know. I've never listened to one. 7 hours?
All right, it's next segment time.
I can't punch this.
I have one.
Yeah?
I have one.
Good, go for it.
I'm so excited. As you know, you being both you, my friend Demi, and you, the general audience, whose names I don't know, but maybe someday could, I like to kind of make my punch-ups semi-related to the song we punched up, but since I didn't know this song, I had very little to go off of. So I went off of solely the fact that they're Swedish, and so I chose another Swedish act.
ABBA?
Well, I love ABBA, but I thought that'd be too obvious.
There
are a lot of Swedish acts, man.
There are
Sweden
a lot of
has
Swedish
a
acts.
Lot of good exports. Are you ready?
Yes.
I chose The Tallest Man on Earth.
Oh.
A song called The Wild Hunt.
I don't know it.
You don't know it?
I don't. I don't know Tallest Man on Earth very well.
I'm
my ex liked it.
I'm sure you
or
would
him.
Love it.
I don't think I would, and that's fine. It's not for me.
At times, it's very Bob Dylan derivative. I will say that. And
I'm the tallest man on earth.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
But I think that's kind of only his early stuff. I sound like such a hipster right now. I should jump out that window.
Don't do it. Morrissey's still down there.
Morrissey!
What do you want?
Actually, nothing. This bit doesn't work.
Okay.
I really love this song so much that I actually, when I had a 9-to-5, I made it my alarm music because it was so soothing. And I was like, I want to wake up to it. But the thing about having it as an alarm on your phone is that the vibration keeps happening throughout. Or at least it did on like iOS 7 or whatever it was. And so it's playing and it's such beautiful acoustic guitar. He is a masterful guitar player, if you don't know. Like incredible, like prodigy level guitar player. And this beautiful song starts playing. And I don't really know what it's about, but it feels like it's about death to me. And the whole time, my phone's going underneath it.
Reasonably, because then you got to get up to turn it off.
Of course, but the song was so beautiful. It kind of had an unintended backfire of I just want to listen to the whole song while laying in bed. And you know how like you're very vulnerable when you first wake up?
Yeah.
The song's so beautiful that I just started weeping. I opened my eyes to greet the earth, and then just tears came straight out of them. That was just...
Yeah, that's a bold choice for a song to make, because you're going to start the day to that.
Exactly, except that I let the whole song play with the vibrating underneath it for like 3.5 minutes.
You just really dug it.
I still do, baby. That's why it's my punchable jam.
Nice.
Thanks. And what's yours?
Well, because we're talking harmonies, I'm just going to pick a song that has what I consider to be the best harmonies I've heard in any song.
Ooh!
Do you want to guess it?
If I had to guess, I would say Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, no.
Okay, what?
It's God Only Knows, baby.
Oh, duh! It's the Beach Boys!
Beach Boys.
The King of Harmonies!
Oh, yeah. One of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. Definitely an unpunchable jam. Even though, I will say, the first line of the song is, "If you should ever leave me, life would go on."
Yeah,
which
but...
which I always think is funny, even though it's it goes in couple with the next line.
I think it's cool.
It is. It's a phenomenal song. Beautiful fucking harmonies. There is a version of just the vocals out there that is also so great to listen to and might make you cry.
I truly adore that song. I truly adore the Beach Boys, although I don't think it's unpunchable because of one part. Mike, I want to say Mike is his name, one of the boys. He like has this part where he's like, ba 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 ba.
Yeah, ba 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 ba. I love that part.
I don't mind it when it resolves, but when it first comes in, I'm always like, what is happening here?
I love it.
Can I tell a small story about that song?
Yes.
You can cut it if it's not entertaining.
Continue.
It also may create a blood feud in my family.
Oh, great. No, please tell it.
Somehow my whole family decided to sing that song together, ensemble, at my sister's wedding. Well, not really anyone in my family other than my brother is an actual musician. And it was perhaps the most cringeworthy thing I've ever been a part of in my whole life. And... I can't totally like that song as much anymore. I wish I could. Also, sorry, Dad, if you're listening to this, but I did not enjoy that arrangement. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Jim.
It was just not, you know, I don't mind being cringeworthy when it's for a bit, but to be earnest and bad.
It hurts.
It's maybe the most painful thing
for me. That's why people do comedy through their entire lives. It's like, this is a guard from ever having to be criticized.
Exactly. And it really hurt.
Yeah.
And now I can't hear that song without thinking about trying to sing it in front of all of my sister's friends and my whole entire extended family.
Sorry.
But it's still beautiful because at the end of Love Actually. Just kidding. Not a beautiful song.
Oh, is it at the end of Love Actually? That would ruin.
I think it's the entire theme of that movie.
God Only Knows is the theme of Love Actually.
Yeah, I think it's the theme of the movie when people are running in and hugging at the airport.
I really don't want to watch that movie now. I know I won't like it.
It's a frame story that starts at an airport and ends at an airport.
I just...
And I think it's God Only Knows it's playing. I'm pretty sure. In my opinion, it is.
Hey, God Only Knows what song is playing.
If you want to follow us on the internet, you can, because we're there all the time. It's
I'm
my home.
At Electro Lemon.
I'm at Meow or Meow Monster, and we're at Punch Up the Jam on everything.
You can email us at punchupthejam@gmail.com.
Send us suggestions.
Sure things.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Are we friends now? I hope so.
Oh, us and the listeners. I thought you meant me and you. I was like, yeah.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.